Let's start from the beginning of the sugya and daf chav beis amid beis. Three lines from the bottom. Iboyi lehu mahu la'ashem. Is one permitted to smoke peiris? That means he had a type of a psamim, and they burnt this psamim. And the incense went into the peiris, and they had a good reyach. Is this permissible? Now, the shaila is, we had heard in the Mishnah that one is not permitted to be miniach es hamugma biyontif. There also, they were burning psamim, and the reason was, this is not a dovah hashava l'chol nefesh. That malachis and yontif are only permissible if they are needs, which most people consider as needs, or need them. But something which is only certain people need them, but most people don't need these pu'ulis, so that's a dova hashava l'chol nefesh, and one is not permitted to do it in yontif. So now the Gemara declares this pu'ula of burning psamim, that the perish should get the reyach of the psamim, is this a dova hashava l'chol nefesh? Or isn't it Adova Hashava Lachol Nefesh? Iboyu Mar La'ashem Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Omar Rav Oser Ushmul Omar Muta Rav Huna Omar Oser Mibnei Shem Mechabe. The reason that it's Oser is because when the Moloche that is done is when he puts the psamim on the coals, so he's extinguishing the flame. He diminishes the flame. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma la'ashin peiris ba'ashan b'somim, that he wants to smoke up these peiris with a smoke of psomim, likloi tam ha'boisim, that the peiris should get the tam of the psomim. Also, the tafnik yiseirahu, so Rashi says this is not a necessity, this is a person who's mefunik, he wants this also. Bein shavu l'chol nefesh ela l'istanis. Not everyone needs it. Most people don't need this. An istanis can need this hoisofis reyach to the peiris in order to be able to eat it. U'bahai oshon ikav meloche, and there's a meloche by making the smoke. K'dem afor shravun etayme derav ibnei shum mechabe gecholim, when he puts kshunois and afkas apsomim aleim, when you put the powder of the psalmim on the coals, so you are being a mechabit. Shmuel Amar Mutter, Teichel Nefeshu, he's doing this for eating purposes, and he wants to have a geshmake peiri. V'roi aflanim, and really, everyone would do this, theoretically. Ela she'enoi motzi lehem. They don't have the means to do it. So that's why they don't do it. But this is, to make food taste good, or smell good, this is something that everyone wants and enjoys and needs. Poor people can't afford it, but that's considered a dova hashava l'chol nefesh, that everyone would really need it if they'd be able to accomplish it. The domil in his damin leitzvi biyontif, let's say a person, he can't afford to have deer meat, but what happened if he got a hold of a deer in Yontif? Can the Marine Mitzvah say, is he allowed to shecht it? Even though it's very expensive to purchase a deer, but if he found a deer and he shecht it, that's a dova hashava l'chol nefesh. The Gemara said, what is this? A nation mechabek is a frishis. Ein hashava l'chol nefesh. Since, according to Rav, this is not a dova that shava l'chol nefesh, the fichach also lasis of melocha b'shvila. So if it's not a dover shol l'chol nefesh, one is not permitted to do a melocha. The only heter was one is only permitted to do in yomtiv a melocha that shavu l'chol nefesh. Omar lei Rav Nachman v'nei mamar mipnei shemavir. Why did you say that the iser is because of kibui, that you're diminishing the flame? Say out mavir, because it seems the psamim get caught on, they start burning. So you're making a fire also. You're burning the psamim. Amalei tchilosei mechabe v'soifei mavir. So what does Rashi say? V'nei mamar mipnei shemavir, ha-psamim, you're burning the psamim. Shigam ze av melochem. Amalei tchilosei mechabe v'soifei mavir. B'tavayu have a bay. You're right, first, the first you're extinguishing the flame, and then it starts, you start burning the psalmim. I said the first malacha. He said, you're not allowed to do it. That's the first malacha. There's another malacha also that comes about. So we have here a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, if one is permitted to do meleches kibui, meleches havore, in order to smoke peiris. Rav holds it's a dovo, shein eshova l'chol nefesh, and therefore it's also, and Shmuel holds it's permitted. Omar Rav Yehuda, al gabi gecheles osa, al gabi cheres muta. Let us see Rashi. Al gabi gecheles osa, deike mechabel maver. If you'll put this on burning coals, you'll put this powder of psalmim on burning coals, so it's also, this two malochis, this mechabel maver. Al gabi cheres, Shehisikoi, what happens if you heated up a piece of cheres and you put on this hot cheres, you put psalmim mutter, so then it's permissible. So Rashi says, the kibui leke. There's no, you're not extinguishing any flames because you're not putting it directly on the flame. You're putting it on the hot piece of cheres. Bahavore, Rashi says, aye, it starts burning. Namely, Aideshinuhi Kilaacha Yad. This is not a normal way of burning things. That means to put it on a hot surface and then from the heat that it starts burning. So that's not the way you normally burn. So it Vileke Isura di Eirais. So there's no Issa Minatayra. So in Avora there's no Issa Minatayra. So we have here a problem. Very good. There's no Issa Minatayra, but he says, Agabi Cheres Mutter, you're allowed to do it. So there's an Issa de Rabbonon. We'll come to that. Let's go a little further. The Rabba Omar, Agabi Cheres Nami Osa, it's also to be Ma'ashin Agabi Cheres, Mishum de Kamoilid Reicho. Because he's Moilid Areyach. As Rashi said, the Kamoilid Reicho, Shenichnas becheres. Now you're going to put these psalmim on top of the cheres and get heated up, so the reyach of the psalmim will enter the cheres. Shleihoya by reyach. Till now it didn't have any odor, and now it's going to have a very nice odor. So you're creating an odor in the cheres. Va'osa midarabono. Not allowed to be moilid areyach midarabono. Shamoilid davar chodosh, if a person creates a new thing, a new matzev, korevu la'oise meloche chadoshe. This is similar to doing a meloche chadoshe. The lotion of meloche chadoshe, it doesn't ring a bell. It's like he's doing a new meloche. I don't know. Rashi in Shabbos, and Daphnon Aleph on Medbeis, there Rashi speaks about, they're speaking about Merasek Shelek. A person goes and takes snow and squeezes it together and makes water. So Rashi says, the Kamoilit, it's also, he's creating something, that means he created from snow, he made water. But there Rashi says, V'domi l'meloche, this is similar to a meloche, Shaboyrei Hamayim Ha'elu. He's creating water. So that's good. That's what I once heard, from Goyen Rav Shozachain Elevroche. He said that the Lamites Melochis that, we are not allowed to do on Shabbos, is because the Rabbi Nishlam was Shoivis Mimlachtai on Shabbos. And the kavyochel, the melochis, which were used in the Bria Sa'ilam, were also these lamites melochis, but they were in a different form. But there was lamites melochis to create the oilam, the world, and there was a shvisa on Shabbos from these lamites melochis. So therefore we're also shavis from these lamites melochis. On this world, it has such a tzure, kavyochel by the Rebbeinu Shalom, there was a different tzure, but I'll call upon him. So the Rashi we understand very well. So the whole Indian of Shvise and Shabbos is that we don't do malachas of creation. Now, these lamedes malachas are called, I'm creating something, I'm cooking something, I'm the different malachas, I'm sewing something. These are malachas of bayne. These are all malachas of creation. So Rashi says, if I make water out of snow, so this is not in the lamedes malachas, but bayne. It's similar to a malacha, b'dami l'malacha, sheboirei ha'mayim elu, is creating water. Now, Rashi over here, v'osami d'rabon, and here we're saying he's injecting a reyach in the cheves. So it's also some type of a creation. But the Lashon of Rashi is unclear. V'osami d'rabon, sh'amoylid dover chodosh, he's creating a new thing, so just like he's doing a malacha, but then malacha chadoshe, it's a new malacha. I don't understand the Lashon of Rashi. But now we have a very interesting thing that Rabbi said, you're not allowed to do it because when you're ma'ashin al gabi cheres, you're moiled a reyach in the cheres, and this is daima le malacha. You're not allowed to do it. Finished. This whole meilid is at the rabbon. Not even a malach. It's daima lemal. But it's at the rabbon and it's also. And right before we had a member of Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to make a fire. And here we're speaking about mavil, which is an isur d'araisa. It's a malach d'araisa. It's not letzayre choichol nefesh. It's not a davar shav lechol nefesh. But Rashi says it's with a shinui. It's with a shinui. So it's a vore kalachayat. So here you're doing a malacha d'araisa. But since he's doing it kalachayat, so it's only yosem d'rabbana. So Rabbi Moshe says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. And here, Rabbi comes up and says, you know, but there's another problem. You're being moiled reich, which is doing, oh, so therefore it's yosem d'rabbana. So how do we understand these two gemaras? So this kasha I found, Baruch Hashem, the Shar HaMelech, asks this kasha in Perek Dalet and Hilchos Yom Tov. And the Shaar HaMelech says as follows. The Shaar HaMelech says that in the memra of Rabbi Yehuda, that's true, he's doing a malacha d'rabbanan, he's making havore, which is adav v'shen eshav l'chol nefesh, he's making havore, which is also. But Chazal won't matter. I mean, since it's only also mid'rabbanan, and this is a tzeirech va'avore guf ahavolei tzeirech achile. That means lemaisa, it's going to taste better. So the rabbanon will matter the sisa. So they will matter it. Since it's only the rabbanon, they will matter it because he's gaining from this maloch. It's a tzeirech achile. Masha'en came by the cheres. That what the cheres is be getting a reyach. I mean. To me, it's like mal leimoyed. I mean, I'm not deriving anything from this isa. Eisus Chazal were only matter an isa the rabbanon. The only matter an isa the rabbanon. If you're from the malachi, from the rabbanon, there's a tzeir achil. I'm getting something from the malachi. I'm deriving benefit from the malachi. The peiros are tasting good. There's a oichol nefesh. There's a simchas yontif. So Memela, they were matter this, but so that's only if the malacha is being done. I'm deriving benefit from the malacha, a direct benefit. I have a sachila from the peiros. Masha ein kein, here that the cheres gets a reyach. I'm not getting anything from the cheres. So Memela, therefore, it is also. Therefore, the Shaar HaMelech says, therefore, Rashi did not say in Rabbi, he's moiled reyach in the peiros. We come on a new thing. There's an Israel being moiled reyach. So why didn't he say he's moiled reyach in the peiros? So that's what he says, because even there would be an Israel being moiled reyach in peiros, but here they would be matter, because it's a tzorech achila. It's just like he's deriving benefit from these peiros, so he wouldn't have asked the moiled reyach in the peiros. That's why Rashi, other Rishonim do say this, God. But Rashi did not want to say this. So Rashi said that because it's meiled reyach in the cheres. That's what the Shaar HaMelech says. Let's go a little further. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef the Omri Tabai. Now we're speaking about the Issa of Moiled Reyach. So Rabbe v'Rav Yosef the Omri Tabai. Schufi kaso ashiroi b'yoy metova oso. One is not permitted to invert a kois that has a good reyach with a kois of psalmim, ashiroi on silken clothing, b'yoy metova in yontev. So that's also my time mishum de kamoilit reycho. Because he's being moiled a reyach in the begodim. He says, by inverting this kois, that the inside of the kois, they had a good reyach, so by doing this, he's being moiled reyach in the bag. What does Rashi say? Schufi kasa ashiroi, lechapois kois mevusam, to turn over, to invert a kois that has a good reyach in it, al ashiroim shel malbush, on the begodim, of silken baggage, lahachnis ben reyach haboisem shebekois. So he's doing it in order to be machnis a reyach haboisem. He wants to inject a good reyach in this baggage. Also, the kamoilid reyach b'shiroi. He's moilid reyach b'shiroi. Now, we have here a stickle problem. Rashi says over here that Rashi says something a little more than what the Gemara says. Rashi says the reason he is doing this is lahachnis bohem reyach haboisem. He wants to inject the reyach of the psalmim in the begad. He wants to perfume the begad. That's his intent. And that, the Gemara says, is awesome. Now let's talk about a case where he has no intentions of perfuming the beggar. There's a maril, that's a marival, that speaks about a person had an esrig, and he wants to wrap up the esrig, because else he'll get all banged up. So he has a napkin, so wrap up the esrig in the napkin. The napkin will get a smell, so the napkin will get a smell, so he's not doing it because he wants an act when they have a smell. He wants that the Eslik should be protected. He has no intentions whatsoever to be moiled areich in the napkin. But let's not fool ourselves. The napkin doesn't smell very nice. So the marival, or the maril, answers. He says he's moiled areich. And the Taz, and the Yamshu Shloima, are chaylik on the marival. It says over here that he's mechavan. Here he says the only Yisr is because he's mechavan to be Mayud HaReich in the Beggar. Then it's also, he's not mechavan, it's mutter. But the Shad HaMelech asks, so good, so this Rashi would seem that it's that the only Yisr of Mayud HaReich is that when he's mechavan. When he's not mechavan, it is mutter. But let's go to the previous Rashi. What was with the Cheres? We just learned before, Rashi says before, Pshat in the Gemara, that's a Rashi, Al-Gabi Cheres, Ab-Gam Nami Yosem, Shem the Kamoil Edreicho. So Rashi says Pshat, because he's Moil Dareich in the Cheres. So here we see from Rashi that I feel he's not Mechavan to be Moil Dareich in Sosa. So the two, and the Shrek is, it's the same mandiyoma, it's Rab and Rabbe. Rabbe said, Al Gabi Cheres Nami Yosem Shem de Kamoil Edreiche. It is without Kabone. And now Rabbe says, Rufi Kasa Shiroi B'yemetove is also. And here Rashi says, because he wants to be Machnis. Lahachnis Bamreyach Abayisim Shebekreis. So the Shar HaMelech wants to answer as follows. He wants to say that the first case where it is also to be machnis the reyach in the first case wants to be the first case that it's also the reyach is nichnas in the cheres, even though he's not mechaven to be machnis the reyach in the cheres. So he says, because he wanted to be moiled a reyach in the peiris. The first case, he wanted to be moiled a reyach in the peiris. So therefore, it is also, even though he's not mechaven to be moiled a reyach in the cheres. But if he's not mechaven to be moiled a reyach, then it is mutter. That's what the Shar HaMelech says. So let's just diagnose what he says. He says as follows. Let's, in the case of the Marival, if a person went and put an esrog, he has no intentions to be meiled areyach, so then it could be its mutter. Then it's mutter. This person doesn't want to be meiled areyach. Areyach comes in, it doesn't matter. But in the first case of our Gemara, he wanted to be meiled areyach in the peiris. So since he wanted to be meiled, that's the whole purpose of the ocean over. He wanted to be meiled areyach in the peiris. So since he wanted to be meiled areyach in the peiris, so then it is also, even though he's meiled reyach in the cheres, shaloi be kavod. Because it is a kavod to be meiled reyach in the peiris. Asha ein came by the shiroim, if he wouldn't have any kavod to be meiled reyach in the begad, it would be mutter. At kan loshen ashar melech. Now you have to understand what he says, though. What's the logic of what he's saying? If he wants to be meiled reyach in the peiris, then it's also because he's meiled reyach in the cheres, even though he has no intention to be meiled reyach in the cheres. It could be that he means as follows: that if we see by that means to be meiled reyach, Rashi says he's creating something. What is he creating? He injected a reyach in the beged. So he injected a reich in the cheres. So it could be this is only considered a malach, a creation, if the reich has achshivas by him. If reich has achshivas by him, so then we say, so injecting it into anything, is that's called you created something. So be shloim in the reich, in the first case, reich does have achshivas. He wants that the fruit should have this reich. So memela reich has achshivas by him. He's doing a whole process of burning psalmim in order that the peiris should have this reich. So reich does have achshivas. If reich has achshivas, so then you are doing something to the cheres. You are injecting a reich in the cheres. So you did something. You created something. Doesn't matter if you have kavonah or not, but you're doing something. Masha'enke, let's say in the case of the esrig, he wants to wrap around the esrog with a napkin. I don't see bechlau in his actions that reyach has achshibis. There's an inyan bechlau by him of being moiled the reyach. So then, it is mutter. So therefore, by the shiroim, Rashi had to say he wants to be moiled a reyach in the shiroim. Could be that is pshat in the Shar HaMelech. Now there's one more ha'ore, which is, I saw the Gedulei Shmuel, is Ma'ira des Ha'oreh. In the first case of Rabbe, that Rabbe said that he has intentions of being Meiled Areyach in the Peiris, which is Adova Hamuta. There's no Machabe, there's no Mabe, everything is Mutter. But Rabbe says it's also because Areyach is coming into the Cheres. Now this is Adova She'eini Miskabe. He doesn't have intentions to, he doesn't want to be meiled areyach, but it's a psikreisha. That means if you're going to put psalmim on a hat cheres, areyach will come in. Now, so it's a psikreisha and a iser derabonon. And that in Simen Shin Yedal, the machlekes, the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Mogen Avrom, if a psikreisha and iser derabonon, if he's not mechaben, there's only occurring an iser derabonon for the machlekes, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mogen Avrom, Trumas Hadeshin Asels, the Trumas Hadeshin is Mater, and the Mogen Avrom Asels. So Lecheira, we have over here another Ha'ore, why is it also a psikreishin at the Rabbonim? So be a Rai Rashi holds like the Mogen Avrom, Akaponim, this is a Psei, a Merde Gemara Mokim to the Shaila. Lechera, personally, I thought this is a psikreisha de loy nichelei also, so gate them garnished on, so according to the Shita Sa'oruch, it should be mutter. So we'd have another problem. I don't know, the Billy Shmuel says it's a psikreisha de nichele, for what reason, I don't know. Was geht der Mann, dass der Cheres will have a reich, won't have a reich, it's not deriving any benefit at all from that the Cheres is having a reich. Before we go further, I'd like to say one more ha'ore. It's brought down in Simon Takyud Aleph, the Taz, the Mogen Avrom, bring down, this is the sugya of Hilodas Reich, you're not allowed to be Meilid Reich. So they bring down, the Taz brings down as follows. There used to be a minig that when they used to wash the hands of the Kahanim before Duchanin, Ayontev, they used to put in a type of a sense in the water that it should smell nice. That was like a Pesahidr and the Rechitzas Amai. The Rechitzas, yeah, you're washing the hands with water that smelled nice. So the Taz says there's two Isurim over here. One Isur, the Taz says, you're being moiled a reich in the mayim, which is also, he holds moiled, he mechaven to be moiled a reich. L'chayre, we had mentioned before, the Sharem El Zad, you're moiled a reich in the peiris, because you want to eat the peiris. So that's a tzorechol nefesh. So the Rabbono were matal a tzorechol nefesh. But sometimes you want to be moiled a reich in the water, you want to wash your hands with the water that smells well, he says, it's also, that's one shayla. Then he says, Afilu, they'll put this into the water erev yontiv. He says, but when you wash the kohen's hands, you moile dreich on the hands of the kahane. Another issa. That's what the Taz says. I just want to say over, I was once standing next to the Rosh Yeshiva in the Rosh Rabbi Yankiv. Someone came over to him and asked if one is allowed to use scented deodorant on Shabbos. Rabbi Yankiv stelled to this Taz. He said, according to the Taz, he said this Taz, the Taz says in Hilchis Yontif that afilu the, you have scented water, it is also because you meiled reyach in the Yodayim of the Kahanim. So he said, according to this Taz, it should be also. Let us go further. Umayshna mi meileloi umeriach boi, so the Gemara asks, you're saying there's a psanudin of moiled reyach, what if you have psamim, but they're not smelling so well, and you go and rub them, or you break them, and that brings out the smell, so you're also being moiled reyach. So the Gemara says a beautiful teretz, hosom reicha miho ise. They are not shall being moiled a reyach in the psalmim. The reyach is here already. I'm just enhancing the reyach by rubbing it. I'm bringing it out, but not because I'm being moiled a reyach. But here you're injecting a reyach into a beged, and this is also. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma'ishna mi moiloi merich boi desanya. But maybe gabi atzei psomim, if you have atzei psomim, moilu loy bein etzpaisav, you rub them between your fingers, kdei lo hoitzi reichoy, to bring out the, to extract the reyach, or you koit moy, or you break it, sheimokim aktim alach, so the place where it was broken is fresh, is v'noisin reyach, and then it gives out a reyach. But lushim kamai, we're speaking about something that's not growing else, which I love, of toilish, of kaitza. Yeah, Mishtamish ben Mechuba, period. Rava Omar al Gabi Gacheles Nami Mutter. Rava said, al Gabi Gacheles, it's also Mutter. Midi Dahave Abisro Agumri. So Rava seems to hold like Shmuel. And Rava said that, so just like you're allowed to put meat on coals, and the meat on the coals, you're also doing all these three things. When you first put on the meat on the coals, you're extinguishing the flame. Then lamaisa mistame, when the juice or the fat start dripping from the meat, you're mavir, it's starting to burn. And you're also moiled reyach in mistame in the coals. It also gets a meaty smell. And it's permissible. So you're allowed to do the same thing over here also. So in other words, Rava is seeming to say that this is called Adava Ashava L'chol Nefesh, to make this incense, to inject the reyach in the peiris, and it's Adava Ashava L'chol Nefesh, just like it says L'chol Nefesh, you're allowed to roast meat, you're allowed to be ma'ash in peiris. What Rosh Rava Omar Gabi Gachel is Nami Mutter, Sarashi says Kishmul, Deichel Nefesh, Shuish in Paris, and this is called Deichel Nefesh, Vishava Lachol Nefesh, Vimi Shum, you have three problems over here, and Gachelis, Kibui, Vahavore, Veiludi Reiche, you have three problems, Midbava Bisra Gumri, the Kaiko Kolani, you also have these three problems, and you put meat over coals, Vishori, Al Kaponim from Rashi, we see that by meat, we have a third problem of Meilid Reach also. Like this before mentioned, the Shara Melech. If Kaponim to be Meilid Reach in something, so then Afilu, it goes into the Cheres without Kaponim also. Here, what does he want to be meilud reich? Unless that's a double push, if he's roasting meat, he wants to, why is he roasting it? Because roasting has a beautiful odor. So he wants to create this reich, this reich of roasted meat. So meilud, maybe that's why it's called his meilud reich in the gacheles also. Dorash Rav Gabia mi bei kosel apische de bei reish geluse kitura shori. This Rav Gabia said a very short drosha, two words. Kitura shori. He didn't explain himself. Kein torash lahem loy pirish dvov. He didn't explain what he says. He just said it's mutter. Omar Leia Meimar, so Meimar asked Rav Gabia, my keture, what do you mean, what's this word keture? I keture bidi, or keture biri, my siumenu. Now keture could be a lotion of kesher, it could be, we'll see in Rashi, this was an oifen of pleading begodim. But there was a way of pleading begodim. So he says, so it's a tikkun money, so maisa umenu. So you're not allowed to do hell to do this in yonder. V'yila ashen, if kture is a loshen of kitur, of smoke, also, toka machabe, machabe, it's, omar lei ravashi, so ravashi told ameima, loilam, la ashen, he meant kture, he meant ake to make the smoke. Midi dahava bisri agumri, just like bisri gumri. I mean, that's like we had, just like Robes. It was medame ishim peiris to bisri agumri. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, iketure bidi sho'oisen lebote shukaim lebote yadayim. They used to make these pleats by the sleeves. Or shall chaluke hanoshim by the begodim of women, she mekamtin oisam, they make creases in them, al eitz cholik, al yagudu shal kashin, v'koyrin, ufrun tzayr, pleading, maise yumenu, v'osa, uktture loshin kesher, you're pleading it together. I just have a shtickle ha'ore, the iser is alts tikkun money. This is our second money. So why does the Gemara here have to mention Maisa Umen? Now, this is a Gemara in Mesechtes Moyet Kotten. There the Gemara says, it's also because it's a Maisa Umen. Here we're talking about Yonte. So it could be the Gemara wants to say, it's a Maisa Umen, it's also. You're saying it's Mutra and Yonte, it's a Maisa Umen, and it's also. But for Yonte, Maisa umin or maisa hedit is lemal loy merit. If it's a tikkun money, it's a tikkun money. Veiketur loshin kitur akivshon, the smoke that's coming out from a kivshon, dainu la'ashen. Also, yeah. So he told them it's mutter because It's like Bisra Agumri. That's one lesson. Ike da Amri, Omalei Ameimer, Ameimer approached Rav Gevir, and he asked him as follows. My ketur, iktur bidi, I say, umenu. I la ashen osa, if lash de komoilid reicho, sees moilid areyach. So he asked him a kasha, he didn't ask him a kasha of kibui, he asked him a kasha of moilid reicho. Omaravashi and Amrisinele, I told them that it's Mutta Mishmei the Gavra Rabba Amrisinele. I told them the name of a Gavra, the name of a Rabba. Loilam La'ashim, he did have a Bisri Agumri. Just like Bisri Agumri is Mutta, even though it's Meilad Reyach, it's also Meilad Reyach. Let us see what Rashi says. Osim Shim the Meilad Reyach, Vehech Dorish the Shori. Bisri Agumri, Meilad Nami Reyach, Bepchomim. It's also, there's a reyach of roasted meat in the coals, and it is permissible. Now, the second lashon is a little unclear. He asked them, how are you allowed to do it? It's meilad reyach. Now, it's a little modne. If he's asking him, how are you allowed to do it? So, siman of shech. If it's a dover, sheine shavah l'chol nefesh, that's what he held. So why did he ask him about meilad reyach? He should have asked him al kibui. That was the first lashon. I mean, if he holds us a davish and a shovel a chol nefesh, or says something at Torah, why does he have to jump to meilad reyach? And if he holds that it is a davar a shovel a chol nefesh, so what's the kasha of meilad reyach? I mean, the second lashon is very unclear. What? It's maman of shech. If it's considered the ain't a shovel a chol nefesh, so ask it as an isa deraisa of kibuya vabore. Why are you asking about meilad reyach? Unless he held that it's taka dova hashava l'chol nefesh, but since the heilodas reyach, I'm not deriving any benefit from this. I mean, this is the grad in the process of being ma'ash in the peiris, the gecholim get a reyach, but in this chelik, there's no eichel nefesh, there's nothing. I mean, something is occurring. This is a dovot study, which is occurring, which is an isel darabonon, and he held there's no heter of eichel nefesh on this that's occurring. Now he's meilad reyach in the pchomim, and he answers him that. Since this is a psat seirich oichel, that's how you do it. So it's also permissible. Perhaps we could be medame. There's a machlekes harishainim. If a person, we heard before on daf chav beis amud aleph. If a person, we had a mistapik min haneir, is chayiv mishum mechaber. A person to take some of the shemen, so he's chayiv alts mechaber, so he's extinguishing the flame. So there's a shayla, what's the din in yontif if he wants to eat the shemen? That means the shemen, there's a receptacle that's burning, there's a wick there that's burning, there's a lot of shaman there, and he wants to take some of the shaman, he wants to put it in his onions and his eggs, he wants it l'tzeich oichel nefesh. So this is an oichel nefesh that he's doing, he's making a kibui from this, but removing the shaman is making a kibui of the ner. Is this permissible of oichel nefesh? So this machlekes harishainim. So, those that hold that is also, it could be because here this is not called oichel nefesh. That means that this is grad. I mean, the oichel nefesh that you are using, you're taking the shemen, but a shemen doesn't have to be kibui. That means the meloche that is occurring is not a tzeirich of the oichel nefesh. Grad comes out now that the shemen is burning, in order for you to have your eichel nefesh, you'll have to make a kibui. but could be this is not called Atzeirech HaBeichel Nefesh. So could be this is similar to our Gemara, that see, he held Mechabe, that means he has to cash on Meilid Reich, that means the other things that's, that makes the Oshon, you put the Psomim on the Gacheles, so that all this is being done to make to be Ma'ash in the Peres, that's called Atzeirech HaBeichel Nefesh. This is not called a tzairich eichel nefesh. I mean, God, that what the chomim are getting at, that's not called a tzairich eichel nefesh. But he answered him, but since you need this process, so whatever, this process, this is an intricate chelik of the process. By putting it on the gecholim, automatically the cholim are in the middle of the mareich. So that is, that is a din of eichel nefesh. Let's say in the case of shemen, could be it's much worse because I mean you can take shemen without you can take shemen with without being mechaba ner. God, the way this is situated, so you only can get your shemen through kibuy ner. Could be that is not called tzeirech eichel nefesh. Let us see Taisvis. Al gabi cheres muter perish Rashi. Rashi says mishum she'ein kan kibuy. There's no kibuy. Ve'im mishum havorif, havorik lachayad v'shoyr la'asoysim b'yontav. This is Rashi's mahalach in the Gemara, that there's no kibuy b'cheres, that's poshet, and havorit, it's a havorit with kelachayad, it's only also mit rabbonon. We mentioned that this seemed rabbonon b'mad. Rav Rav Yitzhak Pirish, v'shaper have a havorik kedark. He doesn't like this shtikter of Rashi, that if you put something on a hot surface that will catch on, will start burning, that's called habore shaloi kedarko. And we call mokim sharye. Rafal piken, it's a real habore. So inayim adaraisa dika habore. We call mokim sharye. The kasava, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the habore shaloi le tzoirech shori la soysam beyond. He held yalal to make habore shaloi le tzoirech. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi de Mishilin. That means havor is mutter afilu without a tzeirich yonte. That is a besondere kulin havor. The ma'u ladluki ner shel batola b'yonte. The Yerushalmi klaus ha'shaila is one permitted to be madlik a ner shel batola. Ner shel batola means you're not deriving benefit from the ner. For example, at night you're madlik aner, so that's a tzeirich. I have to see, it's dark, so I have to. But what about by day? I want it, it's a covered yontif, I'll put on aner by the day sude. The ner is not accomplishing anything, it's covered, it's nice, it's it gives a, it's machshiv the sude that is neris, that are doilig. But it's aner shel batole. Is this permissible? Agavulcha amayma hamuzger. Let us speak about a yotzeit lump to be madlik in yontif. People have a minig that when it's yontif and they say yisker, so they're madlik a ner in a yotzeit lump. Now, Be'emes in the Be'er Halacha speaks about it. He brings some Achuvas Ksav Sefer. This Yotzeit lump is an Erech Shal Batola. Who's Tzeirech? The Neshama is getting something, but that's not called a Tzeirech Eichel Nefesh. That's Yeyosel Lechem. That we're doing big things for the Neshama. So it's a very big Shaila. And the Be'er Halacha says, if you want to be Madlik, he says one of two ways. He doesn't speak about Yiska. The Be'er Halacha.
Yeah, v'havi melochev osa lasoysoy b'yontif. Uman d'shori, and the one who holds it permissible, soval d'lelav yotzeso, that there's only a lot, that the reason says, like, sabayish v'chomish v'seichem, because there's only a lot, let's see the losh nabach, v'havi av meloche, so havore is not a meloche, it's only chay malkis in Shabbos. Avorish leilu tzeich mutal asoyse b'yontev. So avorish leilu tzeich you're allowed to do in yontev. That means if I hold there's only malchus on havor and Shabbos, it's not a meloche. In yontev is only an issur to do meloches. So you're allowed to make a fire samazon. So Memela, so Taisma says, that is the svar of Arab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Agabi Cheres, you're permitted to put psalmim, even though they burn, and it's not a tzairich yontav, it's not a dova shavu she holds a bar shalom tzairich, it's also mutter. Oh, but that Taisma says, Umi Yuhasam koma leiseser b'leisishrei, but the Rishalmi says, doesn't give a blank heter. The Shalmi says you can't say it's osa, but they don't say it's mutta either. So I don't know what Taisus means. Let's we'll say now we'll use the Shara Melech Svara that the Shalele Tzairich Klal, the Yerushalmi said better not do it. But by us, since there is a Neinig Yontif, a Neichel Nefesh, so this iser of leis ishri by us they were meikel. Aber mikan yesh lizoil milasis habore shalei letzeich. Aber stama zoi to make a bore shalei without a neichel nefesh. Kede mekini bi rishalmi leis eser leis ishri. Period. So that's lochei rabshat in our gemore. Umikol mokeim. So now Taisvis has a, so Taisvis have pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That one is permitted to make al gabi acheres because there's no isa havor. Bekomokim al gabi gacheles also, but al gabi gacheles Rabbi Yehuda did ase. Not because of havor, and it's back no isa havor. For she yesh kibui im havor, because there is kibui. The lakula alma hai loy shori, kibui is also. Hoyo de ein zedobar ashabulachol nefesh, kibui is also. Because it's not a dover hashem lechol nefesh. Va'afilu leman v'shori habore shalei letzerich klal b'yirishalmi. Afilu the man v'yomah that was mater habore shalei letzerich. Haini lefi sheyesh nei pa'amim letzerich eichol nefesh. Because habore sometimes letzerich eichol nefesh. Aval kibuy de lo ilam einei letzerich tikan eichol nefesh. Vadai osa lekula alme b'yontah. Now, these few words of Taisvis are very, very schwer. Taisvis all of a sudden has a problem, and Taisvis answers the problem. So first, let's appreciate what the problem is. Taisvis says as follows, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to be mashin peiris if you put out gabi cheres. What's wrong there? There's no kibui. And also, Havore Shalei Letzerech is Muta, he paskins like the Rabbonah, that Havore Shalei Letzerech is Muta. So now Taisus has a problem, oh, Havore Shalei Letzerech is Muta, so why can you do it al Gabi Gecheles? So Taisus says, you're right, al Havore there's no problem, Havore Shalei Letzerech is Muta. But Kibui is us, you're making Kibui. Now Taisus says, listen, if Havor Shalei Letzayrich is Mutter, so why isn't Kibui Shalei Letzayrich Mutter? That's Taisvis Kashe. Now, if you understand Taisvis Kashe, what's the problem? Havor Shalei Letzayrich is Mutter, because it's a posik leisavav ha'ish b'chol ma'ish v'yisechem b'yayim ha'shabbos, we say that Havor l'lav yotzos, by Havor there's only a lav, it's not a maloche, so memelev, it's not a maloche, so nyantav it's Mutter. Kibui is from the Lamates Malachis. It's a Malachis. So therefore, it's also. What's the kasha of Taisus? Taisus has to ask a kasha. That, if Havore Shalei Letzerich is Mutter, so why isn't Kibui Shalei Letzerich Mutter? What is the kasha? So this kasha Rabbi Kibbege asks, he doesn't understand what's bothering Taisus. The kasha finds it nicht up. The Rishash by us zeichens zu ein Maschekasati b'mesech de Shabbos daf ein Gimel Amid Beis. Daf ein Gimel Amid Beis, the Rishash says as follows. It was Meirudik, the Rishash. The Rishash says, he says that, the Rishash says that from this Taisvis it would seem that if Havore there's only a lav, so Mekibri there's also a lav. Havore l'lav yotzos, that means if the Pasuk tells us if by making a fire there's only a lav in Shabbos, so extinguishing a fire there's also a lav. So now Taisus had a Meiridiki Kasha, so Taisus had a Kasha. So, Ibezoi, what's the problem of a gacheles? Not, I said, a meyudike problem. If we were mad, we say, Habore Shalai Letzorich is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's not a meloche. So, kibui is also not a meloche. It's also only a lav. Meyudike chidish. So why is kibui also? Now we appreciate the problem. But on this, the Rishash says he doesn't understand how one can say such a thing. He brings his son a sefer also, the Madaik from this place was like this. But he says he doesn't understand. There's a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says that a person went and was, he went and took gecholim, burning coals, and he put them upside down. He turned it in the keli upside down. The burning coals turned it upside down. So the Gemara says he did two things. He was, he's mechaber the tachtoines, and he's maver the oyoines. By turning it upside down, so the bottom ones will become extinguished, the top coals will start burning. So one tana holds yechayiv one coal ben chatos. So the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, because he holds habore lelav yotzos, so an habore you're not chayiv, and then kibu yechayiv. She says, you see, klor. That if you hold Havore lelav yotzos, that there's no meloch of Havore, there's a meloch of kibui. So, the problem. Al koponim, so now, one problem we have to understand Taisvus Kasha. Now the second problem is to understand Taisvus Teres. That's the second problem. What does Taisvus answer? So Taisvus asks, what is the difference between kibui and Havore? So Taisvus says as follows. Because Havore is sometimes Letzerech Eichel Nefesh. So therefore, that's why it's Mutayim. Avol Kibui Dolo Oilemein Letzerech Tikan Eichel Nefesh Vadei Oser Lekula Alme Beyond. So the Taisus seems to be saying a mitoich, and then there's a psan iser darabonon to make avore shalei letzorich. But eichel nefesh, there's no iser darabonon either. Eichel nefesh is tamazay mutter, so they were matter midarabonon, since it's mutter letzorich eichel nefesh, but kibi you don't have an eichel nefesh in ganzen. The Maram Shiv says he doesn't understand why isn't there kibu letzorich eichel nefesh. The Gemara says bisra gumre is mutter. It seems as a machloikis if kibui is mutter letzorich eichel nefesh. If Taisus would seem Taisus holds kibui is not mutter letzorich eichel nefesh. Berov de shoy afal gabi gecholim hayne mishum dechoshim leidavar hashav lechol nefesh. Rabbi holds its mut, even though there's a kibui, which should be yosa, but it's he holds its adav hashav lechol nefesh. We had further v'oisin gedim mekulis. These were the kulis of Ram Gamliel. They used to make a gedim mekulis. Gedim mekulis, Rashi said in the Mishnah, they roasted a gedi erev Pesach the way a korban Pesach was roasted, with the same tzure. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer Tzidus Yishroimi Hiniges Bnei Roimi Lechel Gdim Mekulis Beleli Psochem. Tzidus, he was a Psalmud Chochem, a Bar Maisim, so he made in Roim that they should eat a Gdim Mekulis Beleli Psochem. The old Pesach, you remember what it looked like at the Beis Hamikdash. Sholchu Lei, so they sent him, the Chum sent him, Il Moli Tzidus Ata, if you wouldn't have been Tzidus, you would be such a Talmud Chochem. Nishchoshev gozrani alecha nidu. We'd be put you in cherem. Shato machil as bnei Yisrael kotshim b'chutz. Because of you, Eden, I eat in kotshim b'chutz. The mois kotshim sal kedaitach. Who was magdashim? Ela eima ke'en kotshim. It looks like kotshim. So they were very against this anhogim. Rashi, ilmoy leitoydis ato chochem godl v'nichbat kotshim sal kedaitach. My korev lahachol kotshim ike. Where was he machol kotshim? Haichi chemli is kotshim. Bein other magdish. No one was magdish. They did this kedi. Eime kein kotshim. Bochi sholcholei. Shata machol as Yisrael kein kotshim. Baroye oime hukdishu lepesach. People will say that you are magdish. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Shloisha dvorim Rabbi Loza ben Azariah mater v'chachomim oisrim. There are three things Rabbi Loza ben Azariah was mater and the chachomim asa. One thing was Parosa Yoitzo Beretsua Shebein Karneo, that his para used to go out Beretsua Shebein Karneo. That means they used to tie a colored ribbon between the horns of his para. And Rashi Masech the Shabbos says that was annoying. The para look Shabbos thick. The para looked nice. The Shabbos ribbon. It's warm. And it was matter umekardim as a behemah biyontif. And they also used to comb the behemah yontif. V'shoichikin as a palpolim berachaim shlem. They used to grind the peppers in their type of a milk. They had a type of a milk. This Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matter. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. A mekardim as a behemah biyontif. You're not allowed to comb a behemah biyontif. Neshoise chabura. By combing, you can make a chabura. You can make it get bloody. Havel mekartzif, but you're allowed to be mekartzif, and we'll see mekartzif is a type of a comb which had thicker teeth, and they weren't so pointy, so it did not make any blood when they combed it. Chamim ha'imrim ein mekardim afloy mekartzif. You're not allowed to make any of these. Paros ha'yaitze b'shabbos. This was b'shabbos. Beretzua shebein karneho lenoi. That this was done to beautify the poret. Ba'omar rabonon masihui ve'ein etachshit lo. This is a masui. This is as the behemoth is carrying. This is not a tarshit. Umekardin ishte. This is coming be megarere shel balzel sheshinel dakos with their sharp teeth. Avol gab dovid chabura. He was mad even though it makes a chabura. Rechaim shalahem kein oisim shalomu. They're like our mills. Mekartzefin megarere shel eitz. You're allowed to comb the behemoth with a wooden comb sheshinel gasos with their thicker teeth. Kein oise chabura. Frägt die Gemorre le Memre der Abelezer ben Azai Yechod a Pora Abile. The Mishnah says his Pora went out with a Ritzua. So it seemed he had one Pora. Omer Rav, Omri Lo, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Tleiser Alfei Egle, 13,000 calves have a Meiser Abelezer ben Azai me Edrei Kol Shata Bishata. That he used to take Meiser 13,000 calves a year. So he possessed, so that was a tenth of what he possessed. So he possessed a little bit more than one cow. So Mamela, so what was the yichus? This one pora went out with a ribbon. What happened with all the other poras? What happened with them? We'll make kinder between the poras now to do such a thing. So what's pshat? So Tana, so we learned in the Baraisa, Loisha Loyhoisa, it wasn't his pora, Ella Shal Shchinose Hoisa. It was a neighbor's pora. Mitoch Shloim Michal, but since he didn't protest, he let her do it. Likre Sal Shemoi, so we had a tain on him, so it's Ki'ilu, he did it. Rabbeinu Chananel says over here that, Lelamda bechinenesh adam, he means a Yerushal mitnan lehoise shaloi shal shcheinosei hoise. Chinenesh adam al shcheinosei, a person is punished what his neighbor does. Amaravkiris lelamda shekol mishasipik biyadi limcheis, goloi moiche, kalkolet luya boy. So if he was able to protest, and he didn't protest, so it's his avla. Now there's a interesting shailem. Rashi says over here that the problem of wearing a ribbon is because it's a masri, that the behemoth is carrying. Now, the iser for behemoth to carry on Shabbos, the iser is shvisas behemtoi. It says at the beginning of a behemoth says, it says, l'man yanuach shercha b'chamoicho, that your behemoth is supposed to rest. So the sugya of a behemoth, it comes out like this. Things are a necessity for the behemoth to wear, to protect the behemoth, let's say a certain type of reins. If you only have these reins, the behemoth will run away. So that's considered that protects the behemoth. So that's not called a masui. That's called part of the levush of the behemoth. So that's not called carrying. But if it seems if a pora does not need to wear a ribbon, so before the behemoth is carried, so there's an issa of laman yanuach, there's issa of shvisas behemtoi. Now, Rabbi Kivega, the Minchas Chinuch Klara Shaila, this mitzvah of laman yanuach is a mitzvah sasei shazman groman. It's a mitzvah essay that it's a mitzvah essay that the person who has a behemoth has to make sure that the behemoth should not be a noch on Shabbos. It shouldn't do a malach on Shabbos. It shouldn't carry on Shabbos. So they clara shaila if women are mitzvah in this mitzvah essay. For example, by kiddush we find women are mitzvah in kiddush because Chazal say zocher b'shama b'dibo echad nemru kol mishe yeshne b'shama yeshne b'zocher. A woman now to do malach on Shabbos, she's mitzvah in kiddush. But like this, she'd be potter from kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah essay. She has ban kama. Tainet Rabbi Keveger, the minchas chinuch, so lachayre, a woman should be part of the essay of leman yenuach. This is a mitzvah essay that I have to see that my behemoth should not do malach. This is a mitzvah essay. She has man kama. That's what they tain. But the magia and Rabbi Keveger, the minchas chinuch, asked a kasha from our gemara. Ella shall shcheinosoi hoiso. Don't say shcheinoi. It was shcheinosoi. That means he had a woman neighbor. So it belonged to his shcheina. Shaloi micha bo. He didn't tell her. So memeila, so you see clause that a woman is also mitzuvah and she's his behemtai. That's what the Magi and Rabbi Keveger and the Minchas Chinuch brings this guy. A guy to the shail. Enough in the Gemara. And Beye, that the Isser is on a woman also. The Minchas Chinuch Mutschitzich, why is she taking mitzvah? He, min lecheret mitzvah as man groma, what legitimate reason? He wants to say a interesting svore according to a ritva in Kedushin. The Taisvis in Kedushin asks Akasha, the Gemara brings a drosha that a mother is potter to be mal her child. Oisa, that a mother is potter to be mal her child. So Taisa says, Akasha, why need a special meal? Meal is a mitzvah session, she has man grom, it's only chal after the eighth day, and afterwards it's only bayoim and not balayla, so it's poshin a woman is potter. Okay. The ritva says a teretz, a very interesting teretz. The whole ptur of mitzvah session, she has man grom, is that the mitzvahs that a woman has to do for herself. So those mitzvahs, it's man grome is potter. But to be mal someone else, that, I mean, she's mitzvah to see that this person should be a nimul. A mitzvah that is mutl on a person to take care of someone else doesn't fall into the category of mitzvah seser shaz man grom. That's what the Ritva wants to say. And definitely the special posik by Mila. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, leman yenuach shoicha, it's not a mitzvah on the woman. It's a mitzvah that she has to see that her behemah will be a noch on Shabbos. So it's not her, it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's a mitzvah she has to see that the behemah has to be a noch. So it could be, according to the Ritva, says we can understand why a woman is chayiv in this mitzvah's esef on shvisa's behemah. Let us go further. Umikardin es habehima biyonte. We had in the Mishnah that three-way machloikis be allowed to be kasve biyonte. Tana rabbonin. Eize akirud ve eize kirtzuf. Kirud ktanim. Kirud, their small, sharp teeth. Veisen chaburin, or make a chaburin the behemim. Kirtzuf gdoilim vein eisen chaburin. Begimul machloikis bedova. We have a three way machlekes. Abudisov Dover Shane Miskaven also. A Dover Shane Miskaven is also. Mio Kirut Ktane Voisim Chaburak. Kirut you're not allowed to do because they're small teeth and it makes a Chaburak. Kirtsov Doilum and Isim Chaburim. So, Vlegazrin and Kirtsov Otto Kirut. So therefore, Abudisov says, Ein Mikardin Esabeim, because that can make a Chaburak. But Mekaltzefim, yeah. Legazinin Kiltzef Gdoilim by Noisa Chabura. Legazinin Kiltzef Oto Kiru. So therefore, Kiltzef is mut. The Rabbonon Sovri Nami, Rabbi Yehuda, that Kidor is also, and Dovashin Miskaven also, because Rinin Kiltzef Oto Kiru. And they hold they are Geyser Kiltzef Oto Kiru. Abulazim ben Azariah sovelo ki Rab Shimon. Abulazim ben Azariah holds like Rab Shimon. That was matter afilu ki mekardin asabeim biyonte. He also is mutter, ben kirud and ben kirtzuf shol. So therefore, he holds everything is mutter. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Omar Rilo, Omar Rav Nachman, Lechudek, Halacha, Kerav Shimon. We pass on it from Shimon, so it comes out of a little Kirot is Mutter, She Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya Moidoloi. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya holds like Rav Shimon. Omar Le Rove, Le Rav Nachman, that's a very interesting way of reasoning. Vlei Memar Halacha, Kerav Yehuda, Shai Chachomim Moidoloi, Chachomim Moidoloi, Rav Yehuda. Oh, Malay, no, you misunderstood me. I know Kab Shimon's really. I hold like Kab Shimon. But, oh, each Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Moidaloi. Seems the Iker is that he holds the Loch is like Kab Shimon. Rashi, Bamaika, Miflagi, Kula, Lishna, Le Gelsin, and Bochi Gelsin. That's obvious. The Shalosh, Machlekes, Bedoba. Abiyudis, Sova, Dova, Shani, Miskaven, Osa, Miyo, Kiro, Ktanim. That's why the matter kills the Rabbi Rabbona sovereign nami Rabbi Dovashem is coming also by Mekardin. Machmiri minei, he's more Machmed, the gozer kills about the Kirut. Rabbeleza sovereign, hoilme miskaven la Chabura, afagav the zimn in the Misram, even if sometimes there could be a Chabura, but it's a Dovashem in Miskaven. Hilka chafilo Kirut shori. Alochik Rab Shimon, the Omagay Roda Mita Kise Vesavso, the Dovo Shane Miskaven Mutter. One for Entisvis tonight, but I just have a shtickle ha'ore, let us just see the Loshna Rabbein Hananel. Rabbein Hananel on the second line, which gets wide on the whole page, Tana Rabbona Eze Kirut, he says, Kinim Shel Beheme, that it was Lysmus on the Beheme, Kainte Loim Ktanim, Tfusim Bo'er HaBeheme, they're stuck to the skin of the Beheme, She evsha lahasirom elo bechaburo. You cannot take off these, remove them without a chabura. So I don't understand. So why is it mutter? So it's a psikreshem. I don't understand.